大家好.
Welcome to another episode of the Convo Club, the Mandarin podcast where you get to talk back. If you like us, a free way to show your love is to subscribe, rate, review, and best of all, to share us with others you know. If you'd like to connect with us, send us a message at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lindy, aka Ling Jie, and here with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Vicky Zhang.
大家好, 我是Vicky, 很高兴又回到我们的节目。 感谢大家对我们的支持，也欢迎您订阅、评论和转发。如果您有什么问题，或者想和我们进一步的交流，也欢迎您发邮件到我们的邮箱。All
right, we're back after a brief hiatus.
好的，经过一个短暂的休息期，我们又回来了。So
how does it feel to be back? How were your holidays?
假期还不错，我们去滑雪了。 大家都玩得很开心。OK,
很不错。我以为打死你也不去滑雪。那更准确地说，我是去看别人滑雪了。OK, got it. All right, well, I had a good holiday as well. I went to India with my family for about 3 weeks.
听说你的假期很有意思。
Yes, it was great. I've never been to India before. My parents-in-law, they're from there. So, you know, they took us not only to see their hometown, but we visited some other famous places. Of course, we went to Agra, saw the Taj Mahal. We went to Shimla. We went to other places. Let me think, Delhi. We went to Mumbai, Chandigarh, like a bunch. It was fun.
听起来很有意思。我希望有一天我也能去印度旅游一下。
Yeah, and I think sometime we should definitely do an episode about places in India. I would like to talk more about some of the things that I saw while I was there. So I think we should definitely put that on the list.
好的,那就这么说定了。好的,好的。
So what are we going to talk about today?
我们今天要学一个网络流行词,叫恋爱脑。Okay.
恋爱脑。 So the first thing that you said, just let me back up a little bit too, is 网络的, you didn't say 热词, you said 流行词, right? So like internet slang, that's what we're going to be learning today. And that word is 恋爱脑. So what does that mean?
恋爱脑, 翻译过来应该是不是就是 love on the brain?
I think so. Yeah, so I've heard it more directly translated as love brain. But to me, I think it sounds a little bit better if you just kind of say love on the brain, like I'm smitten. I'm like totally smitten.
Oh, 好的.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but 恋爱脑, so love brain, what exactly does that mean? Is that normal or is that some kind of problem that people have or what is it?
我觉得他有点像感冒发烧一样。不是一种，如果你有恋爱脑了，可能就是有点像生了一种病一样。就是和我们所谓的正常的人不太一样吧。就是他天天就想着这个怎么样去付出，怎么样去爱一个人，然后他好像就是丧失了他自己。Okay,
you know, I think in English we might refer to this as some kind of love sickness. I don't think that's used very often, but that's what it's making me think of. Somebody is just so smitten with somebody else that they sort of compromise everything about themselves in order to be with that other person. Well, 事不宜迟,让我们来说一下今天的生词。网络热词 Internet buzzword
恋爱脑
Love on the brain
失去
To lose.
思维.
Mindset or line of thought.
奇葩.
It's an exotic flower, but in slang, it's weirdo.
事迹.
Deeds, story, exploits.
相处.
To interact, to get along, either well or poorly, with other people.
妥协
To compromise, to come to terms with.
付出
To expend, to invest time or energy.
底线
Lowest limit, threshold, baseline.
统计.
Statistics.
占比.
Percentage-wise or proportion?
好的，那么让我们来听一下今天的片段。
Okay.
...网络热词恋爱脑, 描述的是人一旦谈恋爱, 就失去了正常思维的现象。 网络上很多人都分享了自己有恋爱脑的朋友的种种奇葩事迹。 恋爱脑的出现, 说明人们大都不太知道什么是爱情, 也不知道应该如何与恋人相处才是对的。 因此, 很多人把妥协和付出 看成了谈恋爱必须做的事情。据统计，在有恋爱脑的人群里，女性占比很高。Let's
take a look at this. I've never given it a lot of thought before, right? This whole phenomenon of 恋爱脑. So do you think that's something that... Actually, I think I know the answer to this question. It's something that's always been around, but I guess it just really didn't have a name before.
我觉得是。
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the first part of the article, it says, you know, 网络热词. That word in itself is also kind of interesting. So in English, we say buzzword.
有的时候我们说流行词或者是流行语。
Mm, okay. All right. But in this article, they don't say 流行, they say hot. 热词. So like, internet hot word.
嗯哼，可以。
So which one is more common?
都可以，我觉得都挺常见的。Okay,
so we have the internet hot word or buzzword, 恋爱脑, which we talked about before. And then, so what is the rest of that first part saying?
他说，描述的是人一旦谈恋爱，就失去了正常思维的现象。
So we have a lot of vocab in there. The first one is 失去. So I know that's to lose, but can it be like to lose my wallet? 刚刚失去了我的钱包?
好像一般不会这么说,一般就说丢了。
Mm-hmm.
You lost, right? 我的钱包丢了。
Okay, all right. So then 失去 is like those intangible things, I guess. Could you say something like I've lost my way? 失去了方向。
可以，但是也不一定。有的时候可能就失去比较正式吧。比如说有一个亲人或者朋友去世了，你也可以说我失去了一个亲人。Okay,
so in that case, could you also say 我丢了一个朋友？好像不用丢了，丢了就比较随便。Okay, because if you're talking about somebody who's just died and you want to say I just lost a friend, you wouldn't say 丢, you would say 失去. The other one sounds too casual.
对，是是是。
Okay.
但是失去一个朋友也不一定就是说这个朋友一定就是说去世了。如果说一个朋友去世了，你可以说我失去了一个朋友，我永远失去了一个朋友。但是如果像朋友的话，比如说你们不再是朋友了，就很有可能你也可以说我失去了一个朋友。Okay. 也并不一定就是说这个朋友他去世了。Okay,
so it could just be like, I lost a friend in general, just means we're not friends anymore. Doesn't mean that
也可以,
something happened
对对对,
to them.
可以是 either way.
Gotcha. I think another one that I've used before is 失去联系, like I've lost contact. Could you say 丢 in that instance? 我们俩丢联系, or 丢了联系.
好像也不会说丢了联系。
Mm-hmm.
丢了一般就是我的电话丢了，钥匙丢了。
Mm-hmm.
或者是这个孩子丢了，都可以。Okay,
yeah. It still feels like it's a little bit more for tangible objects, but maybe it's really more the situation that you're in when something happens.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
对。
All right, so 失去了. Anyway, in this sentence, we're saying the person 失去了正常思维的现象. That's kind of a mouthful for me. So they lose their normal mindset. Okay, let me start over with that. It's the phenomenon of a person losing their normal way of thinking. Is that right?
对。
Okay, so 正常思维的现象。Why say 思维? Could we say 思想 there?
正常思想。
嗯哼。
你可以说正常思考。就是他不会正常思考了。他不会正常思维了。
So in that instance, you can't say 失去了正常思想的现象。
思想就是指的是 idea。
Mm-hmm.
你的想法你的念头。
OK。
然后思维就是大脑的一种活动 ,like your brain's activity.
OK.
It's hard to explain.
Uh-huh. OK. So the 思维 is more like 大脑的一种活动 ,like you're what? Really exercising your brain, like you're really thinking hard.Maybe. Whereas 思想 is, you said it was like to have an idea, right?
Okay, so 思维是指大脑处于活动状态, kind of like the brain activity.
Okay.
And then 思想是指 after the brain's activity, you have an idea, I guess.
Oh. Interesting.But I think I understand that. I really do. So basically, 思想 is what you get after 思维. So first you use your brain and you 思维, and then you get some kind of 思想 or idea or thoughts.
应该是。
Okay.
应该是。
好的好的明白了。All right. So I did want to ask you one other thing from this sentence. So...It says, 网络热词恋爱脑描述的是人一旦谈恋爱就失去了正常思维的现象。Okay, the first thing is that structure. 一旦谈恋爱就怎么怎么样。So, how would we explain that? What is that structure exactly?
你可以把它翻译成 like once, then.
Mm-hmm.
一旦你到了十八岁你就要工作了。
Mm-hmm.
So once you turn 18, you need to work for yourself.
Okay.
就是可以翻译成这个。
Okay, makes sense. So once you fall in love, then you lose your normal way of thinking, basically. Can we leave out the then? Can we say, 一谈恋爱就 and then the rest of it?
也可以但是有一点点改变意思。一 something, 就 something, it's like as soon as、
mm-hmm.
一下雪北卡就停课。
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as there's snow, North Carolina school kind of like stops.
Right, yes.
So 一 and 就他们两个是比较像。
I see, so maybe if you leave out the then,then it's a little bit more immediate? Is that the difference?
可以是这么想。
Okay, I got it. So one would be like, once falling in love, then. And the other one's more like, as soon as. It's a little bit more immediate. Okay,、
mm-hmm.
I get that.
对。
Now talking about 谈恋爱, what exactly is happening there? So 谈 is to talk, right? 恋爱 is love.So when you're talking love, is that the feeling like, oh, I feel in love? Or is that describing the status of a relationship?
应该都有。
Mm-hmm.
就是 like two person, they like each other or they love each other and they start to talk about or they start to talk a lot and then you form a relationship.
Okay. It is the status of the relationship, but...You get the sense of the feeling as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because I think in English it's more like they're in love or they're in a relationship. You know, so the first one is emphasizing the feeling and the second one is emphasizing the status. But 谈恋爱 seems to kind of include both.
对对对
Okay. Got it, got it. All right, moving on. So what is the next part there?
所以网络上很多人就分享了自己有恋爱脑的朋友，他们的朋友的这些种种的奇葩事迹。
Okay, so let's look at this. So people online, 网络上很多人, a lot of people, they share their own 有恋爱脑的朋友。So they share the love brains of their friends, not their own. 种种, so there's all kinds of 奇葩事迹. These two words are very interesting right here. So we have 奇葩, what does that mean exactly? Could that just mean exotic?
好像不会这么说。比如说你去了个 exotic place, 或者是你吃了一个很有意思的饭，你不会说奇葩。
Okay.
奇葩有一点点 negative 的 meaning 在里面。
Oh, really?
对，对对对。
Okay.
你要是说这个人真奇葩，就指的是他的 behavior strange.
Okay.
Not in a good way.
Got it. It's very interesting because the original meaning is exotic flower.Which sounds really nice. But basically you're saying, oh, that person, they're an exotic flower, right? Seems like that would be a good thing, but it's a weirdo.
就是这种词就是我们用中文的时候从来没有想过就是把它分开是什么意思。我们从来没有想过它是一个特别独特的花。
Right.
从来没有想过就是奇葩就是哎呀。比如说他做事情从来不 care, 就是说这个大家的这种感受，然后他说的话也很奇怪，然后大家就会说、mm-hmm. 这个人真是个奇葩
啊、
其实并不是一个特别好的词。
Okay, all right, we got it. So it's a weirdo. And here, people are sharing all kinds of weird exploits, basically. 事迹could be understood as deeds or stories, but I kind of like the word exploits. The weird exploits of their friends who are suffering from the anainal. So, okay. Well, what's the next part there?
So, 恋爱脑的出现说明人们大都不太知道什么是爱情，也不知道应该如何与恋人相处才是对的。
Okay.So kind of a long sentence there, but I feel like it's not too difficult to understand. So the emergence of love brain shows that most people don't know what love is, nor do they know how to get along with the object of their affection. So, all right. I think that only 相处, we have that in our vocab list. It just means like to getting along with people, right? Like,They don't know how to interact, right? 相处. Can you give us a couple other examples using that word?
比如说我和同事的关系相处得不错。
Mm-hmm.
So I get along well with my colleagues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty simple. So, all right, moving on. What's next?
因此很多人把妥协和付出看成了谈恋爱必须做的事情。
Okay, this one I definitely had some questions on. So, okay, 因此 is kind of a formal way of saying therefore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so therefore, many people regard compromise and sacrifice as things that must be done in a relationship. Okay, so the first word is compromise, which is 妥协。It seems to me like compromise is a good thing. So I don't understand why in this article, they're kind of making it sound like it's not.
我觉得在中文的妥协和英文的 compromise 还有点不太一样。中文的妥协的意思就是说你要放弃一些你自己的原则。Kind of like you gave in some way.
Okay, so...Can you give me an example of what that would look like in a relationship?
比如说结婚以前你商量好了跟你的男朋友说哎呀、我不喜欢做饭你男朋友说好的没问题以后我都可以做饭。然后呢慢慢的就结了婚以后你发现不是这么回事儿然后就变成了可能今天你做饭明天他做饭。然后再慢慢的好像就变成了他一个星期做一次饭你一个星期做六次饭然后就慢慢的其实是你在妥协了。
Okay, so 不是很平衡的一种关系 right? Like it's not very balanced.
对对，可以这么说，就是本来说好的一件事情，但是呢，对方没有做到，然后你也没有坚持，其实就是你 gave in 了你的一些 rules.
Okay. Yeah. So 妥协 sounds like it's a little bit negative. Right. So when we say compromise, it depends on how you say it. Like if you say, you know, every good relationship you have to compromise, that makes sense. But if you say, well, no, you're over-compromising or you're compromising your own standards, your values, you're throwing your own needs and wants out the window in order to please that other person, then it wouldn't be like a very fair kind of compromise.
是的,是的,对。
Okay. All right, that makes sense. Well, not just compromising, but we have this word 付出, which again, when I look at it on its surface, it seems to mean that it's something good to do, like you put effort into a relationship. Isn't that what 付出 means?
嗯哼，对，一般来说，付出时间，啊，付出金钱，付出你的精力，对。
Okay.
这个不一定是一个 negative 的词。但是 sometimes in a relationship, if you're the only one to 付出，如果你只是一方面的付出，然后另一个人什么也不做，这个其实也是，我觉得是不对的。
Right, yeah. So, I mean, kind of in this article, when they're talking about compromise and putting effort into a relationship, on the surface, they sound like good things, but you don't want to overdo either thing. In fact, in the article, they say something like, wait, let me find that phrase. It was, okay, 最后人们开始失去自己做事的底线。So it's kind of like, now if we translate it according to its literal meaning, it's like you lose your bottom line. Although we don't quite say it that way in English, but that's a highly negative thing, I would think.
对对对，一般我们会说, you know, that's my bottom line.Don't touch my bottom line, 对吧?
Right.
但要是说你,你的底线本来在这儿,就是比如说你的底线是啊,我一个星期只做三顿饭,还拿刚才那个举例,你做三顿饭,我做三顿饭。但是你慢慢的就变成了所有的饭都是你做,然后对方什么也不做。这就是说你已经失去了你的底线了。
Yeah, that's a very interesting phrase. It's kind of confusing to translate because, okay, when you talk about 最底线, it is like what we say in English as in having a boundary. We wouldn't say 失去你的最底线. We would say something like you don't maintain your boundaries or you don't even set up boundaries with that other person. Like you're so smitten, you're so in love with them.That you let them just kind of do whatever they want, right? Like you don't even set up boundaries to begin with. So that would be 你的最底线, your boundary. You just let them cross the boundaries over and over again. But if you want to pair it with the word lose, then you could say it a different way. You could say they lose their sense of judgment, right?
Oh.
In the relationship. But it seems like you could also say exactly that in Chinese, right? Okay, 失去了判断力. So in this sentence, we can say, let me find it again. 最后人们开始失去自己的判断力.
对,可以,可以,嗯。
Got it, got it. Or you could say, 最后人们开始失去自己做事的最底线. Do I have to say the 做事, or can I take that out? 自己的最底线.
可以把它拿掉,失去了你的底线.
Okay.You fail to maintain your boundaries with that person, right?
对
Got it. All right, so 最后我们的文章说的什么？
最后就是 unfortunately,
I know.
据统计
yep.
据统计在有恋爱脑的人群里女性占比很高。
Okay, so according to statistics, women account for a...higher proportion of people with love brains. All right. So first, let's look at our vocabulary. We have 统计. So that's statistics. I think that doesn't need a lot of explanation, right? So 据统计, according to statistics, I thought that 占比 was kind of a difficult word. I couldn't find it in the dictionary. So is that a noun or a verb? What exactly is that?
其实就是占有的比例。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a longer phrase. 占用的比例, right?
Uh-huh, 占用的比例, 占有的比例, 都是可以。
Mm.
它其实是一个动词。
Okay, so percentage-wise, women, and, but shorten it to 占比, okay? And then we have basically that women make up a higher percentage of men with 恋爱脑. So do you believe that?
我觉得应该是吧, 因为我认识的人里, 好像有恋爱脑的都是女的, 都是female.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have any examples?
就是我认识的朋友里面吧,
mm-hmm.
我觉得就是有这种恋爱脑症状的,
mm-hmm.
都是。
因为什么? 因为他们一直在讲他们的对象吗? 不停的。 说他吗? Like, they talk about that person too much, or is there another reason?
比如说有的人他就必须要有男朋友,
mm-hmm.
他必须要谈恋爱, 可能他这一辈子有很多个男朋友, 但是他不能没有男朋友。
Okay.
这就是恋爱脑特别严重的, 还有一种就是在家里面付出的特别的多, 然后就没有什么底线, 就是那种没有底线的付出的, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So like the first example, it's like the person, we would call that being codependent, actually. I've known other women like that as well. It's like they just cannot be by themselves. They have to be in a relationship. So as soon as one, you know, relationship ends, they start another one right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I've known some people like that. But yeah, the other kind you just mentioned too, where like they do too much. They do everything, you know, for the family or in the relationship, the other person kind of does nothing.
对对对, exactly.
Yeah, I've known people like that too, so. All right, so let's listen to our article on Love Brain one more time.
Online热词恋爱脑描述的是人一旦谈恋爱, 就失去了正常思维的现象。网络上很多人都分享了自己有恋爱脑的朋友的种种奇葩事迹。恋爱脑的出现说明人们大都不太知道什么是爱情，也不知道应该如何与恋人相处才是对的。因此，很多人把妥协和付出看成了谈恋爱必须做的事情。最后， 人们开始失去自己做事的底线。据统计，在有恋爱脑的人群里，女性占比很高。Okay,
so now it's time for pronunciation training. And this is the part of the show where we repeat certain lines and we invite you at home to practice along with us wherever you happen to be.
接下来就让我们边听 边学边练.
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍, 然后回答下面的问题.
网络热词, 恋爱脑, 网络热词恋爱脑, 描述的是人一旦谈恋爱失去 就失去了正常思维现象 就失去了正常思维的现象。网络热词“恋爱脑”描述的是人一旦谈恋爱，网络热词“恋爱脑”描述的是人一旦谈恋爱就失去了正常思维的现象。
恋爱脑指的是什么呢？
网络热词“恋爱脑”描述的是人一旦谈恋爱，就失去了正常思维的现象。
人们大都不太知道，不太知道什么是爱情。人们大都不太知道什么是爱情。出现，恋爱脑的出现。恋爱脑的出现，说明人们大都不太知道什么是爱情。也不知道应该如何，也不知道应该如何。相处，与恋人相处。与恋人相处才是对的。也不知道应该如何与恋人相处才是对的。恋爱脑的出现，说明人们大都不太知道什么是爱情，也不知道应该如何与恋人相处才是对的。
恋爱脑这个现象对我们社会意味着什么？
恋爱脑的出现，说明人们大都不太知道什么是爱情。也不知道应该如何与恋人相处才是对的。
妥协，付出，妥协和付出，把妥协和付出看成了 很多人把妥协和付出看成了谈恋爱必须做必须做的事情。谈恋爱必须做的事情。很多人把妥协和付出看成了谈恋爱必须做的事情。
很多人想谈恋爱时必须做什么？
很多人把妥协和付出看成了谈恋爱必须做的事情。
占比，占比很高。女性占比很高。人群，有恋爱脑的人群。在有恋爱脑的人群里，据统计，据统计，在有恋爱脑的人群里，女性占比很高。
在有恋爱脑的人群里，男的还是女的比较多一点。
据统计，在有恋爱脑的人群里，女性占比很高。
Okay, so now we are going to give you a short preview of our episode for the next time.And it is an example of someone's story that we found online. And she is basically sharing what happened to a classmate of hers who had Lian Ai Nao.
My 高中同学谈了个某省农村的，男的去他学校找他。一分钱没有，还得他出路费，再跟他要几块钱买饼吃。然后他全家嫌弃他是专科，配不上211的男的。后来某天，这男的突然跟我同学说想结婚，我同学还挺激动。后来知道是男的爸爸得癌症了，需要有人伺候照顾，就想起他这个大冤种了。你别说，他还真去了呢，伺候了半年，最后男的也没娶她。
We're going to discuss that one next week. But as for the article that we talked about today and 恋爱脑, so what do you think? 你以前自己有没有患过恋爱脑? Have you yourself ever suffered from love brain?
我觉得我好像没有过，
是
吗？是不是也比较 sad?
I don't know. Well, that's probably a good thing. Maybe you're very sensible in relationships.
应该说是属于这种理智型的人。
So what is that?
理智型就是不太容易激动的那种。
Okay, very rational.
Okay, rational type.
Yeah.
那你是哪一种?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess, so what's the opposite of 理智型?
恋爱脑.
Okay, okay, but if we're not talking about love, if we're just talking about other general things, what would be a good opposite of 理智型?
冲动型.
Okay, say that again.
可以叫做情感型或者是冲动型.
Okay, so 情感型, what are the tones there?
情, 二声, 感, 三声, 情感型.
Okay, 情感型, and then what was the other one?
或者叫冲动型.
Okay, impulsive, right? 冲动型. What's the first one? The 情感型.
Like emotional?
Ah.
情感型.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know that I'm emotional, that's for sure. And I don't think I'm impulsive, but I think that I tend to, I'm trying to even think of the right word in English. Like, I'm kind of a dreamer. I sort of, not fantasize, but I sort of just like, 我是个很理想的人. Is that the way to say it? Like, I want things to be a certain way. I sort of like feel that they should be a certain way. I'm kind of a dreamer in that sense, maybe. I feel, idealistic. How do you say?
理想主义者.
Okay. All right. I don't know if that's a complete opposite of rational thinking, but for me, I tend to be more idealistic. Like, things should be this way. And sometimes that's come back to bite me a little bit. I would admit that at least once I definitely suffered from 恋爱脑. Yeah.
Ah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
下一次可以好好给我们讲一讲.
可以的, 可以的. Yeah. You know, actually, going back to our article too, I wanted to mention the part we were talking about the 最底线, like the bottom line. For some reason, it made me think of this really strange kind of song that was popular in the 90s. And the song was called, I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. That was the name of the song. You'll have to ask Frank about it. I'm sure he's definitely heard it before. If I were to translate that title into Chinese, I guess it would be 除了那件事以外,我为了真爱什么都愿意.
Okay.
Okay. 但是这个歌手竟然都没有提到他的最低限是什么. It's like the whole thing is about, I will do anything for love, but I won't do that. So this is my limit. This is my boundary. Here's the one thing I won't do. But then he never actually mentions what that thing is. Which I find really weird and interesting. So anyway, 跑题了。
有意思。
Yeah, but it's kind of like what we were just talking about before. It's like, yes, you know, when you lose your sense of judgment, when you 你失去了你的最底线.
对。
Yeah. Okay, so I hope that none of you guys out there are currently suffering from love brain, but if you are, definitely come to the website and share that with us. We would love to hear your stories. And until next time, 再见.
好的，再见.